This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Robust sports debate in the break here between Wolchuk and Schiafalo. I like that. Like, how confident can you be in the Cowboys linebackers? And, you know, what do you expect from Kenneth Murray and Jack Sanborn here? We'll do more C-Note coming up here in 20 minutes. Cowboys news of the evening on an OTA media availability Thursday. Shoddy had a lot to say. But it's a game five. And it's one of those days where I'm trying to decide the right words to give it. It's hope. It's definitely not confidence. But I'm going to go ahead and hold the line. Just get me to Saturday. You know, this team's too good to not come home desperate and ready to handle up. And after that, I think it's just like the Rangers going down 3-2 against Houston. You know, now you have momentum and you have belief. And, you know, I think this team deserves that belief. Not because of how they played against Edmonton, but what they've done with their backs against the wall since 2020. How many times did Kivi Ranta pull one out of the fire for us back there in that bubble? Sure. Well, Chuck, I know you remember that well.
Absolutely. A couple big game winners.
So I know there's a 10% chance, but it feels a little bit more like 12 or 15 to me, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey, sports, it's all about the stories, right? Yeah. Dallas Stars in the history of their franchise, they've never come back from down 3-1. They got a chance to possibly be the first team in the history of the NHL to make 3 straight conference finals and not win Lord Stanley's Cup. You don't want that history. You want to be able to reverse this. You want to knock out Edmonton. It starts with a game at home, and you just build from there. All right, go ahead and be the first. Be the first to do it. We didn't believe in our Texas Rangers going in. Hell, we didn't really believe in our Dallas Stars going into the postseason. Look where they are now. 0-2, last year down to Vegas. Did we believe in them? No, I quit on them. I said, series over. What happened? They went on to win.
Yeah.
So, you know what? All of a sudden, you start scoring some power plays. Maybe you kill one. Goodness gracious. Could you kill one? Could you kill a power play? Oh, that'd be nice to see.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead. Feed off that momentum of Shippey and the home crowd and Jeff K and company at the AAC. Just get one, and then we'll worry about going to Edmonton getting one on the road.
Is it more about the Stars or about Edmonton?
I think it is more about the Stars' inability to execute like you've seen Edmonton execute. Edmonton has not missed their high danger opportunities.
Not
the Stars have.
Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a one-sided series.
Edmonton seems like when they shoot the puck in front of the net, there's not traffic.
Right. Just they score.
They're basically point blank, and it's
the accuracy's there.
Yeah. I don't know where that's gone wrong for the Stars in this series. I mean, it seemed like to me that there were a lot of times where they were right in front of the cage and, you know, nice shots and finishes and, you know, pushing it in there. And I just don't see that. I don't see any real sustained attack with this team.
They have a great strategy for matching up with this team in the postseason. That's for sure. After 2 years in a row, you got to tip your cap to them. But I guess we've seen enough moments that you can believe that they'll go win tonight and extend this series and hope they find something. But, you know, how'd we freaking get here? It's just crazy to see him playing this poorly. A story in The Athletic today, Pierre LeBrun looking at Rantanen, you know, and Rantanen has great quotes. I love how humble and, you know, simple he is. He says he just tries to help the team as best he can, and he hasn't been able to do it enough to win. So he's trying to reset himself tonight. Wyatt Johnston, Pierre's take: younger players often lose all their confidence at times in early in their careers. It happens in hockey, happens in all sports, but it's just happening at the worst possible time. But the thing with confidence that's crazy is when you get it back, it can lead to some great things. It really feels like Edmonton should have gotten overconfident and had a letdown by now. The fact that they haven't, doesn't it just, if you don't win tonight, it's because you come in here and you give up. And I suppose if Edmonton scores first again, I will believe that to be the case and want to turn off the television and I'll sit there begrudgingly through it.
That's not a small sample size, though.
No.
Edmonton's or anybody scoring first in the playoffs against the Stars. That's something. It used to be kind of like a neat little kind of a funny like, haha, look, oh, they scored first and Dallas is going to come back. Yeah. Now it puts the Stars in just a terrible, terrible spot.
Man, I'm not seeing a lot of confidence from either of you guys right now. How about you over here, Chief?
I mean, I feel pretty good about tonight. I do think that this will be a desperate team that comes out there in a ruckus environment and finds a way to get it done.
Crowd will get it done tonight.
But, I mean, for the series, it's hard to be hopeful at all. But like Walchuk said, you got to go one game at a time. Just stay alive tonight, and then anything can happen. They do have, I mean, I think there's some optimism with some of their lineup changes that they're going to be forced to make with some of the injuries. How can that throw things off a little bit?
Yeah.
And at this point, you're just grasping for anything. But somebody's got to step up in a big way. I think Otter will tonight.
Where you need, where this is, where all you need to see is what, and this is just me looking at it. Edmonton in that game four, they're in a situation where they're up in that game and they did not go into a defensive shell. They had at one point halfway through that period of
shots,
you're
right.
8-1.
Yeah.
That's the mindset that Dallas needed to have playing in Edmonton. You know, that like we're not, you know, Dallas, yeah, there's all the shots and stuff like that, but Edmonton never stopped, even with the lead.
Why would Knobloch do that, Brian?
I think that he honestly is worried about what he saw in like the Winnipeg series or what he saw in the Avalanche series. That Dallas, there used to be a time where you with Dallas, no lead was safe.
Yeah,
no lead was safe. But you get Dallas on the road, they can't score.
Well, they can't right now.
They can't score.
But they've been the kings of the odd man rush. And if you as a coach decide we're not scared, we're sending this thing,
yeah,
you don't respect their ability to turn you over at center ice.
I have the utmost respect for Edmonton's defense, for the guys that play in the back.
You should.
Because they do not let pucks get out of the offensive zone.
They're so confident in their ability to not turn it over.
Not turn it over and
we're
keep
playing
pucks
free and easy.
In.
We don't have to pack anything in. Because
yeah.
You ain't going to take it from us. Yeah. And that's crazy to watch a team that was better than them in the regular season, beat them 3 out of 4, you know, be so thoroughly whooped right now. It's pretty dang frustrating. It's been a great year, though. And I think you do have to have confidence Jim Nill is going to retool and have an exciting team coming back next year one way or another. I mean, who do you have more confident that can get to 3? The Rangers or the Stars right now?
Oh, the Stars.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stars. Yeah, I mean, the Stars still have a really, really good young nucleus of players. But this, I mean, in terms of just the depth of their team, this year definitely is, you're kind of looking at that. This is your time. This is the moment. That's why this hurts so much. Why it's like, guys, find a way. Find a way to come back. Don't drop this opportunity because you're now, I think you got $5 million in cap space. They had the benefit this year of the long-term IR where they were able to put Miro there and then you're able to kind of utilize that, open up some cap space because it doesn't. They're able to use that little weird quirk.
Yeah, we're going to have to get Sagan hurt again next year too.
Yeah, all that benefited them. So, yeah. I mean, eventually you're going to have to pay Thomas Harley.
Man, Sagan's looking pretty good. Just sit out the whole year, come back, play 10 games. And
I wonder if they lose tonight, did it cost Pete DeBoer's job?
You know, that's an interesting question. I can imagine moving on from that guy.
I worked with Dave Campo. We were bad 5-11 three straight years. You get why a guy loses his job because we were bad. But you wonder if, in fact, is that the thing holding you back? And somebody always gets sacrificed when things don't work out like they're supposed to be. And I wonder, and do I agree with it? Absolutely not. But I wonder if, in fact, the front office is going to look at this as like, we need a different voice in that room. Hmm. We need a different voice when it comes to these finals to push through.
I can't imagine doing that with a guy who's gotten you this far 3 years in a row and is undefeated in game 7s.
But somebody is going to be, and it might be Jamie Benn. Jamie Benn and others might be sacrificed here.
Yeah, they're just not.
When it doesn't work. But I wonder.
Something's got to change.
And I'm with you. I do not agree with firing that coach. I do not agree with that at all, if that's the case. But I wonder if in the organization that they're going to make a determination that we have got to do something different. We have the talent. We have, you know, we have to do something different here. A different voice when it comes to these finals.
Do you trust Jim Nill as much in a coaching decision as much as the personnel, Wolchuk?
No, I'd trust him way more in personnel than coaching. I mean, how many coaches would he have fired now?
Yeah.
Three, four?
Well, one of them was because of like off the field
one,
stuff.
Yeah, Monty, Jim Montgomery, I get that. But then Rick Bonus, Ken Hitchcock, now Pete DeBoer. You know, I don't think they move on from Pete, but there will be that topic. I mean, that conversation's going to be had.
I'm saying this right now. I don't agree with it, but there's always, if they don't win tonight and they get eliminated, something is going to happen. That guy is not going to sit there and
you can't run it back anymore.
You've run it back. That's the problem.
Yeah. You need some kind of a shakeup, and I think new captain.
You will have a new captain. I mean, I don't believe Jamie Benn's coming back. He's a free agent after this year. If I were him, I think it's time to retire.
Okay. Do you think the Rangers are really going to move on from Garcia and Semien? Could we see that tomorrow? Like, what is Evan Grant talking about? What's Boach talking about? I'm surprised Sands was giving Semien as long as he was, but it appears that that's not going to happen. I think the swaps with maybe Smith as your second baseman and maybe with Evan Carter coming back, you just don't need to play these guys. So I think we're heading for that, and it's a big day off here for the Rangers and possibly some big decisions tomorrow throughout the show. So Rangers fans, I know you're not losing faith either. Congrats to the Thunder for making the finals. Man, it's a tremendous team. And Sam Presti, the GM, is finally getting his flowers. He's getting his flowers once again. He's built a number of great teams over the years. But, you know, this one's probably going to end up getting in the job done unless the Pacers can have something to say about that. But I think it's, for me, my takeaway here is right now it is sad to see the world turn on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Because he's amazing as a player, and he's amazing and as a guy and as a leader, and he is what is right about sports. But he is so damn good at drawing fouls that aren't fouls, you know. And he's not as bad as James Harden was at that. That was horrible when James used to like do-si-do guys. He'd be dribbling and just like hook you and then run and flop, and that was bad. And this isn't as bad, but he's so good at turning the corner and then like getting low and pretending that your hip hit him and then falling down. And it's like, oh no, please stop. I just hope technology can fix this. You know, Shai is doing everything in his power to win, and it's not as bad as banging on the trash cans for the Astros or Nurse hitting Rupe Hintz. But I understand how fans get so damn frustrated with this. I just hope the technology fixes it. You know, like, can cameras and computers and AI get good enough that they're going to be able to tell nobody hit you? You initiated that contact, you barely got hit, and then you fell to the ground. I'm hoping there's some sort of tech savior out there in the future, because
Robot refs.
If I was Shai, I would do that too. Like, I can get to the free throw line. All I have to do is like kind of dribble into you and then fall down. I'm just not good enough, you know, or quick enough to get the opponent there in that sort of compromised situation. But haters are out for SGA now. I mean, he went from great smile, model looks, perfect leader to maybe the most hated man in basketball right now.
Yeah, I mean, when you're on the best team and you're just running through the playoffs like they are for the most part, I mean, other fan bases, it's almost a tip of the cap of respect. Like, of course you hate me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thunder fans can't get enough of this guy.
They're hating Patrick Mahomes, too. I guess that's what you sign up for.
And it's not like he's getting 15 free throws a game.
No, he had
four.
He was 4 for 4. Anthony Edwards had 6. This might be the most overblown media narrative, I think, that we've seen in recent memory.
Yeah,
this shape,
it's not as bad as D Wade. I mean,
this
we
SGA foul thing. Like, you had the numbers that came out in terms of like the percentage of. It's not even close to the most.
Yeah, through the first 12 games of the playoffs, he ranked like 500th in terms of the all time players.
So it's not even real.
It's not real.
I think it might be more frustrating because of how physical the Thunder play defense.
Yeah.
So you're watching your guy get worked and then their guy get to the free throw line and foul hunt.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Here's
the combination. Well, I mean, Alex Caruso, I just saw this. He's forced 34 turnovers during their finals run.
Mm-hmm.
He's been unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, that acquisition they made was huge. Defensively, Alex Caruso has been unbelievable.
Can't screen him. You can't screen him. The guy has such feel for how to play. We talked about this a few days ago, how high he plays and his ability. You can't switch him. You know, he's just, he knows how to play, you know, through screens, under screens. It's just, he's a hard guy to deal with that way. So, yeah, it's a good defense the way he's at it.
Yeah, like, I just don't understand, like, the 972, and maybe I'm just, I am stupid, but it's how he gets to the line. It's not how much. I don't. So the four times he just got to the free throw line, or really the two times.
I mean, all players are doing some of that.
He got to the free throw line, upset you.
The smart ones are.
That's why we hate the player. Mm-hmm. That's a little. It's weird.
I remember this like it was yesterday, though. In about 1986, Terry Porter's in the corner, point guard for the Trailblazers. He pump fakes. I think Byron Scott goes in the air, and then while he's in the air, Porter jumps into him, and the ref's like, "Tweet foul," and I'm like, "They can do that."
Like Luke.
You can pump fake a guy in the air and then jump into him and it's a foul on him?
That's right.
Like, oh, okay. That was kind of the beginning of it. And it's been evolving for 40 years now. Okay, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. OTAs are off and running. Shoddy answered a ton of questions, including why he wears that visor. What's the team's offensive identity going to be? Yeah, I know you like that one, Brian.
That's my favorite one.
So we'll
Ari Temkin next to talk about offensive identity.
In the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.